Hi everyone and welcome to Take 10 for Turn number 628. I hope you all are well. Any questions, comments, suggestions, recommendations, sponsorships, please email me at RabbiYismach@take10fortorah.org. So in this week's parasha topic, a lot of topics exist. One particularly stuck out, and that's the issue that comes up in the psukim that describe a fight that people might have. The pasuk says, if two people fight, one person hits the other, but even a bad growth with a stone or with a fist of lo yamos, but he does not die. V'nafala mishkov, when he falls, he has to lay down, he's sick. Okay, so you've done some sort of damage, it sounds like internal damage. You haven't killed the guy, but you did damage. Pasuk Yud Tes, this is in Chafalaf, im yakum, if he gets up, v'hisalech b'chutz al mishanto, if he gets up and he's able to stand, he's able to walk on a stick, he gets up and he gets better. V'nika hamakeh, rak shivto yitain, Virapo Yirape. So the pasuk says, he pay the loss of his time, and Virapo Yirape, and you will certainly, most definitely heal him. So we know that if a person damages a person, assault and battery and things like that, so there are five payments that have to be paid. There's the payment of Nezek, Tsar, Ripoy, Sheves, Boshes, different elements of the payment. There's the damage, there's the pain, there's the doctor bills, there's the loss of work, and then there's the embarrassment, a bunch of different payments that need to be paid, different sections of the payment. And we learn that from these psukim, but more specifically we learn from the words of Virapo Yirape, something a lot more global. Rashi says here, not much, Rashi just says, Kitargumo Rapo Yirape, Yishalem Schar Harofe, he has to pay the doctor bills. Okay, and that's not assuming that the one who punched is a doctor, it's just Virapo Yirape, you gotta get the person healed. Okay, but there's a much larger discussion here that begins in a Gemara in Bava Kamma. The Gemara says, Devei Rabbi Yishmael Omer, Virapo Yirape, what does this double expression mean? Mikan, from here we see, Shenitain Rishus Lerofe Lerapos. The doctor has permission to treat. He has permission. We don't mean that, you know, like a particular procedure was approved by an insurance company. We mean in general that a doctor has permission to be involved in the process of refuah. What are we talking about? So there's a pasuk in Divrei Hayamim. It talks about Asa. Asa in Bishlah Shloshim, Vesesha Lamalchuso. He was one of the kings, and in the 39th year of his kingdom, he got sick. And the pasuk points out that V'gam b'cholio lo darash es Hashem ki berofim. He did not seek out God, but instead he sought out doctors. And in this pasuk, you see this tension, where sickness, it seems, is God-granted, and if sickness is God-granted, where do you go to heal? Where do you go to, deal with this? You should be going to God and not to doctors. Perhaps that's the statement that's being made here, just quite simply, in Bava Kamma, I would think that you're supposed to be talking to God about the refuah, but not to doctors, not to think that this happens all yidei due to humans. And so therefore, we learn from here, Rapo Yirape, no, you can go to a doctor. Rashi, indeed, says that. That's his explanation of what the Gemara says. He says, we say, V'rapo Yirape, the doctor has permission, V'lo Amrina, and we do not say, Rachmana Masi, Machi, V'ihu Masi, God made the person sick, and I'm going to go and heal the person. No, we do not say. We do not say that. Instead, we say, go to the doctor. Tosos, on the point, says, what's the double expression all about? Right? What's, why, V'rapo Yirape, he shall surely, double expression, heal. V'yesh Lomar, he says, that I would think there might be a difference. I might think there might be a difference between the types, the origin of the illness. In the situation in the Torah, what happened? Another person damaged me. So I might think that if another person damages me, yeah, that's when I'm allowed to go to a doctor. But let's say I wake up, God forbid, but I wake up sick. It's God who sent that, so it must be God who heals that. If it comes from a human, I might think that's the only time that I can get involved in healing. So we learn, Virapo Yirape, a double expression seems to stress that no, you can absolutely go, even whether or not it comes from somebody else, or it comes, so to speak, from above. Okay, the Gemara in Brachos Daf Samach talks about this tension a little bit. It refers to a prayer that Rav Acha would say when he went to bloodlet. Bloodletting used to be a thing. Now it's by no means covered by insurance. But Hanichnas Lahakiz Dam, one who goes to bloodlet, says the following prayer: Yehiratzom Lefanecha Hashem Elokai, Shiyehe Esek Zeli LeRefu VaTerpeini. May this heal me. Ki Kel Rofei Nemanato of Refuascha Emes, because you are the true healer, and your healing is true. And he ends, Lefi she'ein darkan shobnei adam larapos, because it's not appropriate, it's not the way of people to go and get a refuah, healing from a doctor, ela shenohagu, but that is how we are accustomed. He begrudgingly does this in his tefillah. The Gemara immediately says, Amar Abaya, lo lema inish hachi, a person should not say this. Why? The Tani, Devei, Rabbi Yishmael, because we learned, again, the teaching we said before, V'rapo yirapeh teaches me that you have permission. Don't be hesitant about it. You have permission to go see the doctor. You might think that there's some sort of distinction. Maybe I shouldn't go because God put it there. Let God be the one to take it away. No, that's not the appropriate way of thinking. Others, the Ibn Ezra, for example, says that the reshus, the permission that's granted, is actually only for external types of wounds or injuries, things that we can see, things that go on internally, that's left up to God. Now, many suggest that nowadays, that we have such an excellent view of what's going on internally, there would be no difference. And because we're pretty confident we know what we're doing when it comes to the medical profession, so everything would be okay, even according to this Ibn Ezra, which seems restrictive. Others understand that, of course, there's no question that a doctor can treat and one can go to a doctor, but this pasuk of Rapo Yirapeh is actually stressing other things. Taras Chaim, for example, commenting on this Gemara, says, Shelo Yomar, what the point of this teaching is, a doctor should not say, Mali Litzar Zeh, what do I need this for? Shema Etoeh, maybe I will make a mistake. V'nimtzesi Horig Nefashos Peshogeg, I will accidentally kill people, or I will be involved in some sort of malpractice suit. So that's why the Torah stresses, Rapo Yirapeh, we should be involved in the medical profession, we should do what we can, we should feel encouraged in spite of the risks, that it is a value and it is something that we should pursue. He says as well that you might think that it has to do with external injuries versus internal injuries, and the only permission is given for a person who has external injuries, visible injuries, whereas otherwise it's up to God. He actually says, unlike the Ibn Ezra, no, that's exactly the point over here. The Rapo Yirapeh teaches me that anything, whether or not it's internal or external, it could be handled. The Panim Yafos, another commentary on the Pasuk, says that not only does it teach me that you can go to a doctor, not only does it teach that a doctor can treat, but also it teaches V'rapo Yirapeh, the doctor can actually bill, right? He could take money for this. Dahavi Amina, I would have thought, he says, She'asur likach schar al zeh, I would have thought that you're not allowed to take money for it. Why? Because it's generally a mitzvah, that any mitzvah that you do, you're not supposed to take reward for a mitzvah. You know, you're not really supposed to take reward for teaching Torah and things like this. The reason we do it is because, listen, the guy has to do something, schar batala, he would be otherwise unemployed. But for the mitzvah itself, you're not supposed to be taking reward. So one might think that a doctor can't take reward for the mitzvah that he's doing of healing either. Says the Panim Yafos, no, V'rapel Yirapeh comes to teach me that there is a payment. Then that's why we're allowing the person who got hit to go to the person who hit him and say, pay me for this, because I will have to transfer that money to a doctor who's a professional who's going to heal me. Rabbeinu Bachya, very interestingly, says something like the Ibn Ezra, that there's a difference between internal injuries and external injuries, okay? And he also makes a statement. He says different times in the Torah, you see the word refuah, either with a hard pay, a pay with a dagesh, or a soft fey. And he says the different times refer to whether or not humans are doing it or whether or not God is doing it. And he says the difference is the soft pay versus the hard pay. The hatam bazaki harefuah bavasar v'dam, a human caused healing, eina el al yidei tsar v'tareach, it only happens through pain and a little bit of suffering. V'hu sheyizbal hasam, you have to take the medicine, and a spoonful of sugar might help it get down, but it doesn't taste so good. Oh, hamashka hamar, or some sort of difficult thing to drink, whereas a refuah that comes from God is painless. And so he says that, you know, there is a difference between the two. There does exist such a thing as a refuah from God. And he says that the permission that we get, like the Ibn Ezra, he restricts it to only things that are external, but things that are internal are left to God. And as I said before, just to be clear, go to the doctor, because nowadays pretty much all of the things that used to be internal are visible from the outside and are external. Do not worry about it. Now, there's a larger premise over here. The Ramban talks about how in a perfect world, with perfect faith, with Nevi'im, with prophets, we would go to the prophet instead of going to the doctor. And he talks about the faith that we would supposed to be have, like Asa the king failed to do in the first place. In a time of prophets, he didn't go to the Navi, he didn't go to God, he didn't try to understand why, he just went to get healed. Now, the Shulchan Aruch here is very interesting. The Code of Jewish Law on this says could best describe it as a hedge. He says, "Nitna haTorah rishus l'ropei l'rapos." Starts off by saying, permission was given to a doctor to heal. U'mitzvahi, and it's a mitzvah. So of course, which one is it? Is it a mitzvah or is it okay? So either way, as we've seen, perhaps in an idyllic world, we're not supposed to. We're supposed to go to the prophet, but we don't have prophets. And so nowadays, we go to the doctor for a variety of explanations that we've seen. It's absolutely okay and encouraged.